Here's a number that should stop you cold. China's Open Weights AI strategy just crossed a threshold on Hacker News, where a single post scored 1,123 points with 853 comments, making it the most engaged AI story on the platform so far this year. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Tuesday, July 21st, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That story is the centerpiece of today's episode, and it connects to almost everything else we're covering, from Moonshot AI's new Kimi Work productivity suite to Quen's latest image generation model, and a deep dive into why the open weights versus closed weights debate is no longer just a technical preference, but a geopolitical posture. We'll also be asking, who's actually afraid of Chinese models, and should they be?
Beyond the AI geopolitics, we've got a genuinely exciting mathematics story today. AI systems are now generating counterexamples to conjectures faster than human mathematicians can produce them. And the Zena Project wrote a piece about what that actually means for the field of mathematics as a discipline. It's one of those stories where the implications ripple out in unexpected directions.
On the developer tools front, we're covering Jane Street's incremental library for incremental computation. A bash enumerator that someone built because exargs genuinely frustrated them enough to write an alternative, and the Linux kernel's coming support for the $ origin variable in dynamic linking, which sounds niche until you understand why it matters for portable software deployment.
We'll also get into agent swarms and model economics from the Cursor team. The concept of using frontier models for only a single targeted edit in a document workflow, and native, a tool for running frontier open source models locally on Apple Silicon. Plus, the Jellyfin founder stepping down from the project, which is generating a lot of conversation in the open source community.
And we're saving some time for a few stories that don't fit into a neat category but deserve attention. A 3D Gaussian splat tour of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. The global expansion of VTubing. A piece on why one writer stopped calling his work content. And a philosophical argument that perfection is not the same thing as over-engineering.
Quick note for listeners who are new to the show. While everything we discuss is sourced from Hacker News, we're an independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News, no sponsorship from them, nothing like that. We're just two people who follow the community closely and want to bring these conversations to a broader audience.
And if you're not already spending time on Hacker News yourself, we genuinely think you're missing something. The URL is news.combinator.com, and the real value isn't just the links, it's the comments. Engineers, researchers, founders, and domain experts show up there and dissect these stories in ways that you won't find anywhere else. We cover the highlights, but the community discussion is where the depth lives.
Let's get into it.